Bro, welcome to Homie Fam Squad.
Pee pee poo poo.
Not pee pee poo poo. Part 3, guys. Today, guys, we're going to be recapping our past.
Did your dog just bark?
Yeah.
Okay, today, guys, we'll be recapping our past. You guys ever seen this episode? You guys probably have it, because it never existed. I swear, it never existed. Don't go looking for it. And today, we're going to start with elementary. I think we met each other in the second grade. That's what we're trying to remember. We weren't in the same kindergarten. I remember Kyle from kindergarten, because I could do the bear roar. Do you remember the bear roar thing I could do?
I don't know what that is. I don't remember what it is.
I can't do it anymore. But I can make, like, an actual bear roar. It was pretty dope. I'm not going to lie. I can't do it anymore for some reason, because I haven't done it in, like... No, it just sounds like I've been smoking for 75 years. But, any elementary... You said something about a concussion, which I don't remember.
Yeah, because you had a concussion. What idiot would remember the concussion?
To tell me how it happened. What are you talking about?
All right, so you're running one day, and it was like one of those fake battle things that you used to have between other kids, right?
Yeah.
And you're running, and you tripped over me, right? Because you didn't know where to go. Like, you're running, and I tripped in front of you, and you tripped on top of me. Well, I didn't trip. I got pushed, and you tripped on me, right? And you hit your head on this, like, drain pipe. Thing is, you hit your head on concrete, and you were out for a solid 2 minutes, and we had to actually get the teachers.
Nice.
And you woke up, and you're like, what happened? And life went to normal, because we weren't pussies, and, you know.
Maybe that's like, why
okay.
I don't
want to say. Let's continue the fight. Let me just go trip and fall again. Bro, but are you going to join my COD?
I'm sure. Okay, send me another invite.
Right.
But some of the best memories of elementary that I can remember, which I get a little, it's so sad that I can't, I just can remember like pictures in my head of some stuff, but I had, I'm trying to think, bro, I can't, do you remember anything from elementary?
Bro, I barely remember.
I do remember the,
I remember recess getting me, being taken away.
I remember...
You remember we had those stupid little games that, like, we had rotations?
Oh, yeah, that was so stupid. But do you remember the box that you, Kyle, and Samantha, or someone gave me?
Yeah, we all gave it to you because, like, Kyle and Dylan Hawker broke your feelings, or hurt your feelings, and you cried, and we put together this shitty little box with
I
a
still
bunch
have
of Legos.
It. I still those, have it.
Are the is the stuff inside?
No.
What did you do with the stuff inside?
I don't remember.
And then we wrote you like a note or something.
It was a little Crayola box looking thing.
No, it was like one of those boxes that the lid was like halfway in the middle. Right.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I have it in my room somewhere. But
good times, man.
Yeah, dude, that's sad. It's hit me, bro. That is so freaking sad. I'm going to college, and I don't know why I've never thought about this. My childhood's over.
Yeah, our childhood's over. We're done.
That's crazy, dog.
You're not going to college now, dude. Don't act like you're... Alright, don't act like you're... In 12th grade, you still have one more year till college.
Well, I know, but still, like...
Yeah, I know, just the fact that we're going. I wish we could go, like... I was telling Samantha this. I wish that God... You know, you leaving us, we couldn't really control that at that point, right?
Yeah.
But I don't... Your leaving doesn't bother me. I wish Devin and I never did anything stupid. Right? I wish we just stayed not innocent... But I wish he never smoked weed and did all this shit. You know, I wish he never got caught. I wish I never had that. You know what I mean? I wish we just never messed up and we could just be innocent. Like, Devin's mom absolutely doesn't trust me and my mom doesn't trust him. And, like, in actuality, it's me and Saman who are the only two kids who are left. right? Devin, you know how he is. He's grounded every single day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could go back to being innocent kids. They're not innocent.
Everyone at this school, Zachary and Saman are the people that I've known for the longest.
Zach?
Yeah, I've known Zach the longest out of anyone that's ever gone to our school.
Really?
His grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Babysitted me all the time, and I would go upstairs and play Black Ops 2 with Zachary.
Are you sure it's not with his older brother?
Nope, it was with him.
Yeah, man. But, you know, like, out of your close homies, because you only have two close homies, close, which is three, which is me, Saman, and Devin.
Yeah.
You were the glue that kept us together, dude. You realize that? No, just us in general. Saman, Gibson, Saman, you, me.
Well, Devin, I think it's because I was, I don't know how to put it, but I was just better friend. I'm not saying, because you and Saman have always been great friends. I'm saying I've
Me and Saman are family, so I mean, it doesn't.
I'm saying, like, I was always the one to get everyone together at, like, meet up and all that stuff.
Yeah,
back
man.
When Kyle wasn't totally a bitch.
Kyle was a bitch in the past, and now he's not anymore.
He's not anymore, but he went back and forth. Do you remember, like, those days of building the fort and stuff?
Yeah, I remember it, dude. I wish we could go back. I wish. It's hard to think, dude. Like, we're done, dude. We're our lives are. We have to think about the future now, Gibson. We don't have time. Our time is running out, dude.
Hope it because runs out everybody's faster. God dang, bro.
Everybody's gonna go to their own college or not even go to college. And everybody's just going to split up, and then it's just going to be pointless.
Yeah. But elementary memories, all that I can remember was...
So Man and I have a goal by the end of this year. We have to get each other, we have to get girlfriends.
Good luck with, so Man can do it, you can't.
Fuck you. No, Saman has the same garbage luck that I do.
I could get one easily there, bro.
Nah, girls are changing, dude. It's
no,
not as easy.
No, they're not. You're just gay. Mom and Nate, you got this.
Where is he? Where are they? Bro, Gibson, where are they?
No fucking idea, dude.
You are no help. Fuck no.
Your aim sucks worse than my balls.
Shut up!
Okay, last elementary memory that I can remember is... So, I got this girlfriend named Isabella, right? Isabella or whatever her name is, last name is. And
don't call her your girlfriend, nigga. You weren't... Y'all didn't even date, dude.
Fucking hell, dude. This guy on the right.
So now you want to tell me direction? You fucking
Well, now
shit.
I know where he is.
No, what the fuck? Holy shit, dude.
Don't know how to aim.
Kill yourself, Gibson, dude. I have, like... Oh my god, dude.
But, last Emily story, Isabella, we're up on top of the playground set thing, and, like, it's so fucking stupid. I'm over there, like, flirting with her, and then the moon calls me down, and we start running, and the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life, you're just like, that's your queen, dude.
I don't remember this at all.
Fucking hell, man.
Suck a fat one.
And, okay. The first junior high story.
I don't even remember, dude.
Junior high, bro. You gotta remember freaking junior high.
I don't remember the first thing that happened.
Well, not the first thing, but you can go over it. Come on, dude. No, he's right on your right, dude. Right. Right.
Fucking pussy. Alright.
I was watching your screen and I saw them shooting at you.
Weirdest thing I remember, like in the first thing, is this 6 year, is this in sixth grade, this kid goes, I'm bisexual. And at that point, I don't think I liked the kid. Or what's the word? Like, what's the word? Looked up, I want to say. I sort of like looked up to this kid. And I asked him what it was, and he goes, when you like both genders. I don't know why a freaking sixth grader who's fresh out of, fresh out of elementary school knows about it. But I think that's the whole reason I ever tried it, was because he said he was
OP. That just fucking blew my mind. It's been 6 years since we've been in elementary school.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane, dude.
It is. I remember you leaving.
Remember me leaving?
Uh-huh.
That's way farther in the thing. But I remember mainly...
How many classes did I have with you total?
I don't remember us having... Oh, Avid.
Avid, Mr. Freeman? You didn't have...
Junior high stories. Oh, my God. Did we not have Avid together? Oh, me and Devin had Avid together.
No, Devin was never in Avid.
He wasn't?
No, it was Jacob. Or David. You had David Garber in Avid.
David Garber and Jacob in Avidus, maybe.
No, I had Jacob in all my Avid.
Oh, okay. Then me and David Garber were homies. And then Devin was one of my, like, best junior high homies I can remember was Cadence from band class. Jacob Benavides, David Garber, and Devin. Devin was like the best homie of junior high. We did everything together, like literally after school, come to my house. We would chill, play freaking Binding of Isaac on my Switch.
I don't think Switches came out.
Yeah, it did.
Your house that was like the ones y'all rented in the process of moving. I remember that one.
Yeah, it came out. It came out in like early 2017.
Dude, I
left in the summer of 2018.
Summer of seventh grade year, you left.
The summer after that. Yeah, that was 2018 when I left. So during 2017, I had my Switch, but whatever. Me and Devin did some. So he was. Oh, we've already talked about that, I think. He stubbed his toe on, what's it called, my little slide-out bed.
Surprisingly, I actually remember whenever Devin got his nuts kicked in middle school.
That was
in
elementary.
Elementary school. Somehow I remember it.
I was over there eating. Were you eating a granola bar, or was I eating a granola bar?
You were. I don't eat granola.
Fucking faggot. But yeah, I don't remember why me and Vinny became friends. I really don't remember.
I don't remember either. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's because we had that big war thing and you kicked Samu in the fucking balls.
No. Even before that, like, freaking David Brenham was friends with you. And I was friends with him as well. And he introduced us. And we're like, hey, you want to be friends? And, you know. And then we became even closer friends because I helped you out with Samu. To be honest, like, you and I are some of the realest homies. Like, I told you before, Devin's a snitch.
Like,
I've proof. Proof.
You're never going to get better homies than me and you, bro.
Yeah, I have proof Devin snitched on me. Right? So, that's why I'm not going to go out and snitch on him. But I don't care about keeping his back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a you scratch my back, I scratch your back thing. I know you wouldn't snitch, but if you ever were to, and guess what? It's going to come back. And if you mess up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like Devin can be swayed, even from you, Gibson. I think if you give him enough reason to, for you, of course, his reason for me is... a lot lower, risk, then it has to be for you. But I think, honestly, he can snitch on you.
But yeah, me and Devin would talk a lot. I don't remember what we would do, like, on God.
Didn't you want to become some famous hotshot?
Famous hotshot. Oh my god, that still blows my freaking mind. I swear that video was made in elementary, but it's not. That freaking reaction to Japanese soda video was made in freaking junior high.
Yeah, we look like little kids.
And then we made reaction to Japanese soda part 2, and that video got taken down by the actual soda company. That's how you know you've made it big, bro.
Because we said the flavor tasted like dog shit.
The video got like 200 views. And somehow that they freaking saw the video and they took it down. But we couldn't do anything about it because we have 200 fucking, subscribers.
They're like, hey, that's a nice video right there. Mind if we borrow it real quick?
Not like I'm going to make ad revenue off of this. Like, are you kidding me?
Bruh, I'm telling you not to buy the soda. Don't even cap.
The other flavors are actually pretty good, but the original flavor is pretty bad. But,
honestly, like Gibson, I'd rather us quit vaping, smoking, drinking, all that shit, just for the trust, just for freedom. Like, think about it, Gibson. I'd rather us be sober and be able to do whatever we want, or at least not get caught.
It's not gonna matter though, because we don't live near each other, so.
I mean, in case we, like, me and Devin, it's more. Dude, I just want to go back to the good old days. Honestly.
On God, dude. My favorite video to rewatch is the Homie Fam Squad Visit Number 1. That's when you bought me the Army of Darkness t-shirt, and we went to go watch Freaky.
And then I gave you back the Army of Darkness shirt this year, which had a big ass hole in it.
And it's still in the tree.
Did you actually leave it in the tree?
No, I didn't. But, I guess we can get to the part. Junior High, we'll recap of the entire thing. Is basically me and Devin, really good friends. Then last day, Vinny and Devin were at my house. Vinny had to leave early to go something with his cousins. Devin stayed the entire time, and we played like the floor.
My parents were being bitches there. They're like, oh, let's not bother them. Like, brother, the thing he wants is to hang out, not hang out. You know what I'm saying, dude? They're like, oh, let's respect them, and you know, not bother. That's the whole reason, Gibson. It wasn't anything with my cousins. We legit went home. They were just being like,
and then
those weird ass.
After he left,
they're doing those weird ass ethics that are like.
He literally stayed until the second I left. I remember exactly what I was doing. I was sitting in the like office kind of area. And I was looking at this app called like Amino. Do you remember that?
I remember Amino.
I got like, because the reason I kept going on there is because I got verified on there.
Bro, let's talk future, because we never addressed it.
This isn't that future talk episode. And then we leave, and I don't remember much from my 8th grade year. That's so sad. That was like...
8th grade year, you were in Mississippi.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm talking about. Can you remember anything from 8th grade year besides your pimping days?
Sort of. Jacob
and
David. Then
we get to the Homie Fam Squad Visit Number 1, which I think was in Christmas time.
Yeah. Because we watched Krampus.
We didn't call it the Homie Fam Squad Visit Number 1. Let's call it Jew and the Cracker Visit Number 1. Because there was a slight change in... The Jew and the Cracker first visit was like a small... I think it was one... was this one visit where we did the projector in your living room?
Yeah.
With the same time that we did the horror movie marathon. Is that the same time?
Yep. No, horror movie marathon is different. That's like the second or third time. Okay, remember that time, Devin?
The horror movie marathon was the second one. But I remember,
That time? The horror movie marathon was the worst time you came down because Devin was working. You remember he deliberately like
the third time.
Yeah, no, the horror movie marathon was the third time because Devin just
movie marathon was the best freaking one, dude. Let me. So the first one doesn't.
Are you sure?
Second one, Devin. So me and Devin have been planning this horror movie marathon for like literally 6 months. Like I would call him after a football game and I'm like, dude, I'm adding this list. Should we add it? And we thought about it. We did some lists. So our original movie marathon was going to be watched Saw through 8. And then, why'd you leave the game?
Oh, my bad.
And we would watch some other movies. But we, then we got there, we went to Walmart, and we're walking through there. And we're in the aisle.
You couldn't buy... Oh, that was funny.
Oh, that time. That is so... How did they let me freaking buy those horror movies that time?
I don't know. Maybe it's a new rule that was enacted.
I think your mom bought them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was there with us.
So, she buys them. And then... What's it called? We'll get to that freaking thing. Oh, my God. The last time we fam squad visit was... actually pretty funny, but this homie fam squad visit 2 was one of my favorite moments of my entire life. We go to Walmart, we get all our movies set, then we come back, we go ride bikes, and we go to the gas station, we get some chew, we get like 2 packs of Monster, and he buys this swimsuit magazine, which you still have it?
Yeah, I still do.
And we're sitting up there in my favorite spot in this house, those beautiful chairs. And this is where we actually made the Weather song that's on SoundCloud and the music video for it and the boys' disc.
I remember that trip was good.
And then we're watching all these movies. We binge watch them all night. And then Devin fell asleep. He went back there after we got all done cuddling and Devin fell asleep. We go back and we make the first ever Jew and the Cracker episode, which are sadly not up anymore due to some reasons. But what's it called? We made that was such a fun freaking time. Just me and you talking about dumb shit and just playing Halo Combat Evolved. So freaking fun, dude.
That was fun.
Can you retell the story about the edibles on the plane?
I don't even remember, dude.
Well, apparently, at this point, you had some edibles and you had to go into the airport, but before you went in,
I flushed them.
You flushed them.
Yeah, I remember that. I just don't remember all the details I told you.
And then after that night, I don't remember. What was the next visit after that?
Freaking probably. I legit don't know.
What's the next visit? Dang it, bro. I don't know. What was it? Was it the Jace visit?
Pretty sure the Jace is the
no,
one.
No, the Jace visit could not have been right after that.
The Jace visit was the same time Devin had to work. I promise you.
No, he had to work...
during the movie marathon. Trust me on it.
No, he didn't have to work during the movie marathon. I'll tell you that.
No,
this is me, you, and Saman. He didn't have to work. We were gonna go to the pool, and he just went home because he felt tired. Do you remember that,
bro? I hate when he does that. Oh, I feel tired. Let me go home. Like, bro, you don't get all this time, and I bet now he regrets it.
Then the next time we went, I can just check my YouTube feed. Hello?
Yo, I'm here, bro.
Oh, for some reason it cut out for a second. But anyway, I want to say it's the Jace visit. But that doesn't sound right. There was no way we went from Homie Fam Squad visit number 2 to the Jace visit. Because I'm pretty sure there's something in between there.
I swear, in the movie marathon, you can tell me if I'm wrong whenever you check it. But I promise you, the freaking...
The Jace visit is when he had the job. I know that.
Yeah, and the job is whenever there was a movie marathon. Because he wanted to go to bed early for work. He's like, bro, I'm tired. Let me go to bed.
If you're talking about the original one without Jace, he didn't have a job. He just had
No, he said he had to go to bed because of work.
He was just saying he felt bad and he wanted to go home. And the Homie Fam Squad's visit number, or Do the Cracker visit number 2, the one where we did the original podcast, he didn't have a job. He just wanted to go home, which is the dumbest shit ever.
Bro, honestly, I don't get... Like, the point of talking... Like, we say the same shit all the time, dude. Rank our freaking... We rank our, trips.
No, this is the first... But this is the first one we're doing on the Homie Fam Squad podcast.
Sure. All right. Well, why don't we talk about something that they don't...
Well, they've never listened to this because this is brand new to them. The most played is Pimping in Relationships, which, understandable, it's a pretty good episode.
Did you actually call it fucking pimping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
fine, we'll get to the Jace one. So, I'm flying in, and he tells me the week before, me and Vinny have all planned this cool stuff we're about to do. He says, Jace is staying at my house the same week you are. Which I was fine with. I've known Jace for a year before this.
Mm-hmm. Bro, it seems to me like Devin squishes most of the plans. Not gonna lie.
The reason... Oh, that's the reason we didn't have... I felt like there was so much time between that visit and the next visit is because we couldn't have a visit during the summer of 2020.
Do you remember why?
We couldn't have a visit between the summer of 2020 or something like that. But Jay, I get in and I
Oh yeah, no, you came over for like 2 days. You remember that 2 day thing?
Yeah. Oh yeah, now I do. That was, but we don't remember that. But I fly in, and Vinit was with his cousins or something. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I went to Kyle's, and I asked him, do you want me to stay over? And he's like, nah, dude, I'm good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So I go to Devin's house, and we're freaking out, dude, because he's like, dude, you get to stay at my house? And I'm like, yes, dude. And Jace is like, what's up, dude? And what's up? And then we started, like, doing butt sex and all that shit. You know what I'm talking about. And then we whip out the Friday 13th movies and we start watching part 2. And Devin falls asleep and me and Jace go downstairs and we're just chilling down in the kitchen, just talking, you know? And mm-hmm. Kelsey and her friend were down there and they were flirting with Jace. And then also, I don't know if I want to say because Devin might listen to this.
Bro, say it. I don't really care.
I know you don't care.
No, if he hears it, oh well, dude.
Well, Kelsey starts flirting with me. I'm like, nah, dog. That's your, like... That, like...
You're my brother's friend. Yeah, I get you.
You're my brother's, like... You're my brother's sister, so that's kind of, like, messed up. That's what... Because that's my best... Like, one of my best friends in my entire life. No, I'm not doing that shit. So... This one girl's trying to kiss Jace, and he's like pussying out like real hard. He's like, "No, dude, I don't want to do it." But then Devin comes down, and the girl's hiding in the closet right behind him, and he's like, "Dude, you get your fucking ass up there right now." I was like, "Dude, we're just chilling right here." And he grabs Jace, tries pulling him off the counter. He falls on the ground, and he's just staying still, and he's not letting him take him away. He's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?" He's like, dude, get up there now. So he's getting all pissy. And so we finally go up there after we're staying down there for like a while. And we go back
upstairs. You know, I wouldn't do that shit with you. Even if I had sisters and they're flirting or doing all that type of shit, right? You know, I wouldn't be mad at you for going downstairs. I'd be like, dude, don't wake up my parents or do anything stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But he was just being so pissy about it. And
he's got some screws loose. We all do, but he's got the most.
And so we go back upstairs, sleep. Next day, were you home? Oh, yeah.
I cooked y'all breakfast.
I do remember that.
And then some man came over.
We both go over there. We're eating breakfast. We're having a ball of a time. And I don't remember what we did.
We just hung out, I think. I think we watched movies. What? Or we went out or something. I don't remember. Dude, forget the Jace thing, dude. Forget the freaking... I Jace remember visit. At some point, Jace decided to go fight somebody and get lost or go to some people who's not supposed to go to house. And that really pissed off Devin's mom and him.
Oh, my God. And then his mom was saying, like, he's going to rape our sister, my daughters. He has to go now.
Here's the thing, right? Don't have Jace stay at your house or put your daughters... They all have friends at some point. Be like, oh yeah, there's this boy who's staying with us. We don't trust him. Put your daughters somewhere else or put Jay somewhere else. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, and also Jace couldn't freaking... His sisters could beat up Jace.
No, it's not about beating him up. It's just, even if you think there's an issue, just move one of the people. Get rid of the issue instead of like...
Fucking stupid situation, first of all. But then next...
His mom is just fucking retarded.
On the last day, Devin comes over... Benit's over there, Saman's over there. We're all sitting on the couch and we're watching Friday 13th Part 3 while my mom's downstairs. We're finishing it. Then I had to go. Then the next visit was... What was it?
Mississippi?
No. There's one visit in between there.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I came down there. This is the visit where we went to the movies with Devin and watched Freaky.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So, when did I do when I flew in?
You hung it at my place. We got snacks and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, first of all. This is the same
time? That trip was decently good, not gonna lie.
That was probably the best trip since...
No, Mississippi, in my opinion, was one of the best trips.
So, I fly down. This is still the, Devin... This is... The first actual officially homie fam squad visit is what we're calling it. And we're chilling at his house. But me and Vinny, we're going to the Walmart to get some movies, right? I get me this Morgan Freeman collection, which is actually in the video that I have privately. And we get the movies. And some horror movies, which are both rated R. Let me just tell you. And some blue talkies. Don't forget the blue talkies. So we go up to the woman at the cast register. And I was like, hey, can I have these? And I just pay my money. And she's like, no, you can't get them at rated R. I'm like, what?
So we have to call my mom, dude.
So I call my mom. She comes in and tries paying for him. It's like, no. Are you his legal guardian? You can't buy him this if it's rated R. And the other people were like, this is so stupid. Like, you remember the people behind us were like, this is the stupidest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, then, right after that, his mom was outside. He was, like, she went outside. I don't remember. And we get into...
Oh, I'm guessing she forgot her driver's license or something to give to the lady.
And you called her, and you were like, it doesn't matter. We're coming back. So, we go outside, and we hop in this random-ass woman's car that looks the exact same. And I get in, and Vinny notices before I do, and I'm sitting in the car.
She's smoking.
And there's just smoke in there, and I was like, hi, Mom. And she looks back at us, and she's so terrified. And we're like, oh, sorry. She didn't say a single word, and we bolted out of there. It was the funniest shit ever. Because I'm like, Vinny just opened the door and got like halfway in and noticed to get out or something. I'm sitting there talking to her.
and she is freaked out. Like, and so we get back out. We're telling his mom this. We're just dying.
She thought it was funny.
I think she thought it was funny, but at first she was like terrified.
No, mom, my mom.
Oh yeah, yeah. And then we went to the movies the next day at the mall. We got a whole bunch of shit. Got my Coraline doll. Got me his Army of Darkness shirt. Got me a Chucky hoodie.
Bro, Devin's mom, like, legit says yes and no. And then, like, switches off. I feel bad for Devin, dude. His parents are just dog shit.
So, then I convinced his sister to, like, let him in the movie if we paid for it. So I gave him $20. I gave her $20. Vinny gave him $5. And he's like, dude, I helped. I helped. That's what you said in the video. You're like, dude, I paid 1/5 of it, bro. I'm doing good.
Okay, I don't care, dude. Like,
and so we go into the movies. We're watching Freaky. We're hyped. Vinny's hyped. Devin's hyped. We're just hyped. We're sitting in the theater. There's no one in the entire theater except one guy behind us. And then Kelsey and older sister come in, and her friend. Julie. And they're sitting down there, and we're just having a blast watching this movie. Like, on God, it's just so much better watching with the homies. And then after that, Devin had to leave. And that night, what did we do?
You went over to Devin's house.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we ate dinner at his house.
And no, that's didn't the want next to leave. Night. That's the next night.
Oh yeah, my bad. No, but like.
But that day we also made, I think, the Zuber Fizz video. Do you remember that?
With Samania.
That shit was so funny, bro. And then that night, after the movies, we did the, after the mall, we did, what's the video? Oh, Reaction to Japanese Soda Part 2. Which you guys sadly can't see. It's privated because YouTube will take it down.
Bro, let's talk real shit, nigga.
This isn't that kind of episode, bro. This thing will go on for 5 hours if you do that. And, of course, which I think is probably the best visit we've had in years.
Holy
the
shit.
The Mississippi dude. Visit. Vinny, I'll let you talk, because I've been talking for so much.
Thank you, God. Holy shit. Oh, my God, dude. I wanted to rip my ears out and show them on my ass. Oh, my
shut
God.
Shut the fuck up. Just tell us but about the Mississippi visit.
Mississippi trip wasn't the same as the ones we've been on. We didn't really go out. We didn't really go to the mall and whatnot, or just go riding around. We were able to drive. We went to his grandmother's house, where we got ourselves a whole bunch of drinks and some, you know, snacks and whatnot, and we were able to camp out in the woods, dude. So fun, and had more freedom in Mississippi because your parents weren't on your neck about what's happening, you know what I mean? They'll probably be that way with Devin coming down.
Huh?
They'll probably be more hesitant.
That way, okay? My parents don't give a shit about what Devin has done. They literally don't care about anything we do.
You're sure about that?
They would probably be the exact same.
I don't think Devin can take it. Like, he said he doesn't
it.
Like...
He can fucking take it, okay? I will give the man shit for some stuff, but he can take whatever the crap we're doing. He would have a fucking blast. We'd just be out there. And at this point, I can drive, but for the Mississippi visit, we got 2 packs of Smirnoff.
I said snacks for a reason, dumbass.
Oh, but we got the 2 packs of Smirnoff, which were actually pretty good.
Until it started tasting like hand sanitizer.
But we set up our tent, we set up our table, and me and Vinny and Kaiten are playing, what's it called? Oh, we got our Chiefer stick.
Polytopia.
We got our Chiefer Weefers. You hear me?
Yep.
And you met Mary Hayden and Landry that night.
We drove around drunk on the drive golf cart.
It wasn't a golf cart. The Can-Am.
I'm stupid.
We were chugging these fucking bottles, dude. So I had a bottle in my holster. What do you call it? Cup holder.
Oh, yeah. We hit a bump. I had two, right? I had one that we didn't use, and I had one that I was drinking, and he had one. And he hit a bump.
and all of them lost hit all the of roof, it. The metal roof and splattered glass everywhere. And I looked down at my hand, and my hand's cut. I was like, "What the fuck,
bro?" Didn't we go into your grandmother's house because we were so tired?
Yeah, I had a video, but I don't know what it is because they're all deleted. But we take this sharp turn, and also there's this bumpy spot that we'd go full speed on.
Oh my god, the hills and going through that was so fun.
But we would go full speed off this hill, and then we took a sharp left turn, and we almost flipped.
The day we went camping with Mary Hayden and freaking Lantry, we had Bud Light, and I had a pack of Marlboro Reds. And we legit played Run Away from the Can-Am.
That was so fun.
I remember that one point when I ran and there's a branch in my way and I went to jump over it, but like my feet caught the branch and I face planted.
Oh my god, because you were drunk. And we were drunk, but I think we were a little bit, but he's running and he's actually thinking that I was like wasted out of my mind trying to kill him. So he's running full speed in these boots and this man's running so fast and he falls over a branch. And then we played where I would run from him, but he wasn't serious as I was, because I didn't trust him to do that, because I'm serious. I'm like good of enough a driver where I would chase you and make sure that I wouldn't hit you. But he fell right in front of the thing. That was scary because Landry thought I ran you over.
No, you pushed into me instead of. I remember because you had that super little laugh, dude. Because you push bushes, right? Whenever we run into the bushes, right? Basically, we can't get you, but you decided, hey, fuck these bushes. I'm going to get you. And you went into the bushes with me. Poor Landry and freaking Mary Hayden, dude. They probably thought we were going to kill each other.
But then the night, but not talking about that night. The first night, me, Caitlin, and Vinny are just, not Caitlin is, but me and Vinny are drunk. We got our Chiefer Steefers, and we're drunk. And we're just listening to Queen. Tell me that is not like
somebody to love.
Vinny, is that in the best moments of your life?
That was one of the best moments of my life.
That I'm not gonna lie, god tier moment. Like there's nice wind in here. Like it was a little bit hot, but I mean we were chilling, bro.
It was so hot, our shirts and our socks were wet.
But that, dude, that was so fucking nice. And then after we drove around for a while, we tried sleeping in the tent. We went inside and we slept on those beds. Wait.
Yeah, we went in.
The first night we just slept in those rooms at Mimi's. And I drove off and you hung out with Caitlin. And I went to workout, and then I came back, and then that day we got drunk. But then the Landry time, Landry Marion, we had our Bud Light, we had the Marlboro, which also those made me feel sick, bro.
I had to go skinny dipping because I smelled like Marlboro.
Dude, I miss I had that video, bro. But what's it called? Before we were doing that, we had the Can-Am or the Mule. Sorry, the Mule. And we set up this table and put a whole bunch of cleaning supplies on it. And
no. I remember the phrase because I was videoing it and we were driving. It's like, oh, look, a shitty green table with a bunch of cleaning supplies. Oh, no.
And the table didn't just break. It got stuck under the Mule and all the cleaning supplies broke over all of the
Mule. Oh, and it smelled like shit.
It smelled like so bad. And then after that we got another table and put some like boxes on top of it and we did that again and we hid them under the tree, which I just checked and they're still under there.
No, your table, the ones that's like that fold up table.
Yeah.
We hit the fold up table and we broke it.
Wait, do you remember the time where we ran into it so hard that it flew and like did a couple of flips? Like they got videos of it.
Oh man, that was fun.
That was fun. But
that's why I want to do that again. Imagine Devin there, dude. And think about it. We can all sit in the front seat. Nobody has to sit in the back.
Dude, you would have so much fucking fun, dude. But
we would have fun.
This Christmas, if he gets to come up there, which there's no fucking way it's going to happen.
He's not. Yeah, we already know he's not gonna be.
We need to come up. You need to come up here, dude. Because we have so much freedom to do whatever we want up here.
Mm-hmm. And we have to recreate that photo when I took the two drinks.
I don't think I can get you that. Well, I think Landry stopped doing that.
Yeah. No, so. Yeah, man. So, like. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think myself can get you those stuff again.
Why?
I just said.
Well, what'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I don't. She just doesn't do that anymore.
She doesn't help people out with that?
No. I don't. Well, maybe. I'll think about it. I'll see if she will. Just for like a special like thing.
Yeah, say. But he lost the photo.
I can get you cigs. Because the shit smells so bad. Unless that's something you need.
No, I just want to recreate the photo and use them.
Do you not have the photo?
I deleted all my photos from most of the trips.
But that was such a good picture.
No, because my mom was really good through my phone, so I did delete it.
But what's it called? You smell like dog shit. But if we come up here, bro, we have so much freedom. I can drive, so me and you can just go chill there. And also, just to let you know, we don't have to buy alcohol now. Because Mimi has 15,000 bottles of vodka in her house.
Vodka. Ugh.
It doesn't matter. It's just to get us drunk. We'll just mix it with orange juice.
All right, so there's that. There's... But even then, I don't think Devin, even if he's, like, I think it's a stretch for his mom to let him go out of state, right?
I don't give a shit.
No, I think he won't be able to, just because of, she'd probably be like, I don't think he's ready to go out.
Ready to go out. I'm gonna fucking shoot the bitch.
Go out of state, yeah, no. He's gonna be grounded, and he's, like, most likely he will not be able to go, dude.
Let's call him tomorrow.
He doesn't have his phone.
I'm gonna call his mom tomorrow.
And ask her what?
I'm like, this isn't definite, but during Christmas, could Devin fly down here? Because Vinny's flying down here as well. And them spend, like, maybe a week down here.
Don't even mention. Just say spend a couple days. Say... No, but I'm pretty sure either that or Devin's flight... Or not flight. He's gonna be booked a couple days earlier. I know something's gonna go wrong, and like, man.
But dude, imagine. So here would be the plan. Let's say you stay here for 4 days, right? Oh, before we get into the new plans,
dude, I'm getting off at 10 minutes. I'm going to bed.
Wait for it to get to an hour long.
Oh my god, dude, I cannot.
It's 12 minutes.
Fine. No, but let's talk about new plans.
Wait, we have to finish this very short. So Vinit was going to leave. His plane
got delayed, canceled, shifted, moved.
Canceled. Wouldn't work. So we brought him back to our house. We're watching, like, we went to bed that night because we were tired. Like, we were both dead. Because me and Vinit literally stayed up to like 5 o'clock every morning.
Hey, I don't think you should call Devin's mom tomorrow until it's later on in the day, because she probably's gonna have a wicked hangover in the morning.
Okay, but what's it called? Me and I don't remember what we did that day, but the next day we was it 2 days or 1 day?
What?
How long did you stay extra?
2 days, I think.
What did we do the next day then?
One day we went to Jackson into the city to go to the restaurant. The other day we went to one day, right? Pretty sure. Let's see. That day, came home, I slept, right? Then, next morning, you went to football practice, woke up.
I remember that night.
Mid-90s.
Which me and him are just chilling, just recapping on our past. It's just having a, you know, we were just having a good-ass time, just chilling and talking about life. And then he left. that's pretty much the end of the Mississippi trip. I'm not going to lie. Now rethinking about it, I think Mississippi trip is the best tier.
It is the best. That and probably the first for nostalgia. And then let's see. You know, for nostalgia.
Okay, for plans, you come down here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have anything to do because it's Christmas. So literally all the days I'm fucking free.
All right, but let's see.
So also, we are staying at my grandma's, first of all, because my grandma, she has no problem with you.
Can Mr. Bubs come with us?
I wouldn't want that.
All right, but I mean, I gotta spend at least some time with Mr. Bubs.
Oh yeah, we can stay a night with you. Mr. Bubs is just sleeping right there like a big baby.
All right, let's see.
So you come down here for alcohol supplies. We have 15,000 bottles of vodka there. And we are going to ride around like maniacs at my grandma's farm.
Yeah, man. But
is it after or before Christmas that we go? Is it before Christmas?
What do you mean before?
Is it literally the first week of Christmas break?
There's 2 weeks. There's the week before and the week after. It's the week before because the week after is your birthday and Christmas. And I know we can't be together on those days.
Yeah, I got you. So, how long are you thinking you could stay? Like, from the first day?
I'm thinking from a Monday through Friday type deal.
Try to go in, because this is what we used to do. This is what I've been doing for the past couple of years, actually. The day I get out of school, like, literally that day, right after school, I go to the airport, and I leave to go to Texas. And I would spend the longest amount of time that I would be able to down there.
Well, we'll see. And it's relatively dependent on my grades because I'm the only person in the friend group who actually has to do something.
But you always get grades. You'll be fine.
Junior year is difficult. I'm going to have to work for it, but it's not going to be impossible. So
then you come down here. Let's say you stay here for 4 days. And there's only one night that we actually stood out there, and it was miserable as shit. So we're probably just going to stay at my grandma's.
But she doesn't like how we go in and out. Gibbous.
Oh, okay. We wouldn't be going in and out. We would get all of our supplies out there, and then once we're all done partying out there, drinking, smoking, whatever you want to do out there, we come in at night, and we go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
And we do that for about 4 days.
Why don't we ever go into the city?
I mean, we can.
Yeah, there's gonna be like a comic book store and shit like that in a mall.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what we do there.
Yeah, remember in the BB King Museum they said poopy doo?
That was pretty fun. We went to the BB King Museum. I forgot about that.
That was actually pretty enjoyable. I didn't know much about it. But the museum had a vibe to it, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Let's see. Yeah, I just can't. I can't wait.
Bro, it's so far away, though. What's that, September?
September, October, November, December.
Bro. My favorite season of the year, October, bro.
Fall.
I love fall.
Yeah.
Because it's cool, you know, it's not burning hot. And also, you get October, like, Halloween's my favorite holiday. So, I mean.
Hey, G, I'm honestly dead ass tired. I don't think I can make it to this hour mark.
It's fucking 6 minutes. You got this shit. But you come in. Let's say we stay in my grandma's bedroom, which also that hiding spot there was kind of god tier.
Yeah, I found it sketch.
But no one goes in that closet, so it's fine. We, oh shit, we're out of tables though. What are we gonna put all this shit on top of?
What shit?
That we ran over the stuff with.
What do you mean, where are we gonna put it?
Because, yeah, where are we gonna put it on top? Because I think we're out of tables. We'll find something.
Dude, I know for one thing, I don't want to be stuck in the middle of the freaking, like, in the forest where it's all hot. Nah, dude,
just,
but...
What do you mean, just not stuck out there? What are you talking about?
Because whenever we camped in with Kaiten, dude, we were stuck in all the humidity of the woods.
Oh, yeah, we're not sleeping out there, but we'll be chilling out there, driving around, drinking and driving.
Dude, I can't wait.
It's gonna be so fucking fun. But also, here's how we're gonna supply ourselves. I'm trying to think of what's the best way to do it. Do you want to get, like, a giant... So you know how you get those things from Walmart? Like, a giant jug of root beer?
Root beer?
Root beer. Just like the... You know what I'm talking about? The giant...
Oh, yeah, the big gallon.
The big thing. So we'll drink pretty much all of that. And then after we're done with it, we'll fill it up, like, halfway up with vodka, and then fill up the other half with orange juice.
So, all right.
And that would easily get us drunk. Easily.
No, man. Whatever we do, dude, we'll do it.
And we will get fucked up, dude. Also, do you want me to get your stick back when you come down?
Yeah, for sure. I don't want to spend another one.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, are you going to want some when you come down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, also, can you see if we can get Busch Light?
What?
The beer, Busch.
I don't know. Because I don't know if we're going to actually be buying any of that when we come down. Because I think we're just going to use all of the alcohol from the house.
Dude, I want to sort of get some... You know,
we're not gonna be drinking beer because beer's way too hard to get. First of all, dispose of. There's too much of it, and liquor's just a lot easier to handle. Not handle. I mean, as in like hide and all that crap.
Mhm.
And also, it gets you drunk way faster.
Yeah, but I mean,
this is gonna be hard fucking vodka we're talking about, and we could. Necessarily one night just chill, and for instance, this is what me and DJ do every single time we come over. So me and DJ, which I'm on God, really want you to meet him because he is your type of guy.
Yeah, why don't I hang out with some of your guy friends? I only hung out with the women the entire trip.
Well, because those are like Landry's like my older sister.
I know she's nice. I don't hate hanging out with women. But, I mean, I didn't get to meet any of your male friends.
DJ's also, which is crazy, DJ is 14, which I think he's 15. Wait, is he 15?
Yeah, whatever. He's 15, yeah. He's 2 years younger.
Whatever. I think he's 2 years younger than me. He's born in the same time as my sister, though. Which is crazy because he was vaping a long time before me, but he comes over to my house, which it's not weird. Two years of the gap, friend gap or girlfriend gap at the school, for some reason it's just been that way for years. So he comes over to my house every single time I go into my kitchen, and above the thing is always a bottle of vodka. And we pour a cup halfway and put some orange juice in there. And then once we're the bottle of vodka, we put water back into it, swish it around because it's not refrigerated, and it looks like we haven't touched any of it. And you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, no, here's one thing I want to do. I was going to say, why don't we just get a little flask? Like a little, you know, it's like metal containers that are really rectangular and flat.
Because I don't have a flask.
See if you can find one. Your Mimi probably has one.
Yeah, but there's no point because that's people put alcohol in that.
You could put like raw in there and then put a jacket on and put it in your jacket.
But there's no point. We're just gonna be putting it in a giant fucking root beer thing and we're gonna be pouring shots, bro. I'll bring my shot glasses out and we'll get fucking fucked up, dude. But dude, it's gonna be so fun once we get actually out there. We're driving drunk again, and also you need to drive drunk again. That was so fun. We almost died when you drove.
I wasn't that bad.
You were pretty bad.
But guys, this is the end of the Homie Fam Squad podcast. Vinny, do you want to FaceTime for like 3 minutes before we go to bed?
Might as well.
But guys, this is the end. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. Recapping about our past, planning for our, I think in the next episode, I have two topics, planning about the future and some other stories that I have in mind that we haven't talked about on the Homie Fam Squad podcast, which will you guys will see next week. So hope you guys enjoy.
Check.
Pee-pee-poo-poo check. And also, guys, remember, keep your homies close.
Africa.